We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
Uckfield's disused 19th century railway signal box is set to be converted into a micro pub. Owners and operators of 3-acre brewery submitted an application for permission to convert the historic structure at the town's railway station. The signal box, a significant component of the former Wealden line, which ran from Lewes via Uckfield through Buxted to Eridge, has had pride of place in the town centre for 150 years. Once its signalling function controlling the level crossing ended, it was used as a taxi office. It also stood vacant for several years, during which time local people had called for it to be put to some use. Now, Wealden District Council has granted planning consent for the box to be converted to a micro pub by 3-acre brewery. The brewery is a craft beer producer based at Little Goldsmith's Farm, 4 miles west of Uckfield. Owners plan to lease the building from its current owners, Uckfield Town Council. They said in a social media statement, "We couldn't be more excited to make this happen. There's still a few small hoops to jump through and a lot of work to do. But this is a huge step in the right direction. This was the biggest hurdle, and we've cleared it. Stay tuned." Owners are lifelong friends and founders, Jamie Newton and Chester Broad, together with Peter Mayhew. They plan to invest several thousand pounds renovating and fitting the signal box, preparing for its new use. It must be upgraded to meet current regulations and fitted with improved toilet facilities, service area and seating. And the three owners describe the project as a unique opportunity to expand and attract business, including train passengers. There were 45 letters to Wealden District Council in support of the scheme, with people stating it would be good to see an historic and beautiful building in the centre of the town put to good use. Council officers said the size meant noise impacts would be limited and opening hours controlled through planning conditions. Plans are for the micro pub to open from 8:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Thursday and also Sunday, from 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Fridays, and 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturdays. It would close on bank holidays.
An NHS doctor has said she was concerned that a former nurse turned conspiracy theorist influenced her daughter's refusal of cancer treatment, an inquest heard. Paloma Sherimani, 23, from Uckfield, died at Royal Sussex County Hospital on July 24, 2024, after refusing treatment for non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Her mother, Kate Sherimani, who rose to prominence on social media while sharing COVID-19 conspiracy theories, had raised concerns with experts about the treatment plan 7 months before Paloma's death, the inquest heard. Arundhaya Mohan, a consultant haematologist at Maidstone Hospital, told the inquest that she met Paloma on December 22, 2023, to set out the treatment plan after her diagnosis. Dr. Mohan told Paloma that she had an 80% chance of recovery if she had chemotherapy. She told the inquest that she recommended steroids and a PET, positron emission tomography, scan, adding that Paloma nodded in agreement. But soon after that, Paloma told Dr. Mohan that she had not made her mind up about the treatment and wished to explore other options. Dr. Mohan said that she spoke on the phone with Paloma's mother saying that she expressed concerns about the side effects of steroids. Ms. Sherimani also said that she did not want her daughter to go ahead with the PET scan. Dr. Mohan told the inquest last Friday, "I didn't want to discuss with Mum because I didn't think it would be helpful to her." Alison Hewitt, counsel to the inquest, later said, "Were there concerns that Ms. Sherimani was influencing Paloma?" Dr. Mohan replied, "That's right." She told the inquest that Ms. Sherimani had mentioned wanting to be her daughter's power of attorney and was asking for copies of blood records. Paloma declined to have the treatment, and when Dr. Mohan asked why, there did not seem to be a specific reason, the inquest heard. Ms. Hewitt asked Dr. Mohan if she questioned Paloma on whether her decision was influenced by anyone. Dr. Mohan said she was very confident that it was her own decision and she was not influenced. Ms. Sherimani, who cross-examined Dr. Mohan, said that her daughter's account of her treatment at Maidstone Hospital refutes everything the witness said in evidence. She claimed at the inquest that the treatment Paloma received in hospital could have very well damaged her heart. Ms. Sherimani also said that Dr. Mohan kept trying to contact Paloma after she declined chemotherapy. When asked about this, Dr. Mohan said, "It is my duty of care to treat her." Ms. Sherimani was struck off as a nurse in 2021, with a Nursing and Midwifery Council committee finding that she had spread COVID-19 misinformation, which put the public at a significant risk of harm. She claimed on Friday to be a nurse, but was rebutted by Coroner Catherine Wood, who reminded her that she is no longer registered. Ms. Sherimani later accused the coroner of shaking her head at the questions. The coroner replied, "I think you're being incredibly rude." Paloma's twin brother, Gabriel, apologised for his mother's disrespectful conduct before asking Dr. Mohan if she thinks there was a shift in her behaviour towards the hospital after she was discharged. The witness said, "Yes, I was quite concerned because she had not declined chemotherapy, but she was just thinking about it. But after discharge, she completely discharged the treatment, which I was quite disappointed about." The inquest continues.
Nazra Ghani, MP for Sussex Weald, was pleased to join Crowborough residents in celebrating progress of the new community hub located at the rail station in Jarvis Brook. On Friday, 18th of July, residents of Crowborough had the opportunity to attend an open drop-in and get the first glimpse of plans to refurbish a disused station building into a new multi-purpose community hub. For several years, Nazareth has been supporting Bev Pashley, who spearheaded the project and the Community Hub Committee, in helping to coordinate and make representations to various stakeholders, including Wealden District Council, Southern Rail, Network Rail and GTR, to secure the delivery of the project. After several years of negotiations, the lease of the building has finally been signed to the Community Hub, which will be operated as a community interest company, CIC, meaning that any profit will be reinvested into the community project. Work is already in progress to transform the site into numerous rooms for community use by various clubs and organisations, including the Crowborough Pantry. Provided that all planning permissions and supporting funding is secured, the aim is to have the hub up and running by Christmas this year. Nazra Ghani said, "Having been supporting the project for years, it was wonderful to join the Crowborough Deputy Mayor and Chair of the Community Hub Committee, Councillor Paul Goddard, and our local communities in celebrating the start of a very exciting chapter of the project. Community hubs are invaluable spaces for residents across Sussex Weald, helping to tackle loneliness and providing a space to socialise and learn new skills. I'm pleased that the lease, as well as several stakeholder grants, have already been secured to help with the delivery of this project. The hub enjoys wide support from the community, and once completed, it will be a real intergenerational and fully accessible community asset, bringing together people of all backgrounds over a shared interest. I look forward to watching the refurbishment works progress over the coming months and welcoming this great new facility to Crowborough train station when it is completed.
St Peter and St James Hospice is hoping to raise £50,000 in a new campaign to mark its 50th anniversary. The hospice provides expert care to adults with life-limiting illnesses, as well as the people close to them, in areas including Haywards Heath, Burgess Hill, Lewes and Uckfield. Interim Chief Executive Amanda Fadero said, "While we are incredibly proud to be marking this important milestone in the hospice's story, it is just as critical that we continue to support and be supported by the community to help us create our next chapter." The charity is running a 50-year campaign to mark this milestone within the local community, including thank you events and awareness-raising activities, as well as aiming to raise £50,000 through community group fundraisers. The big £50 individual donation appeal, corporate support campaigns, and the 50 for £50,000 club for trustees, patrons and major donors. The hospice is in North Common Road, North Chailey, and the site was first developed by Susan Dinage as a nursing home. It was created in memory of Susan's husband and local farmer Jim, who died in 1963, as well as their son Peter, who died in childhood of Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1957. The hospice explained that there are still resident donkeys at the site because the Dinages had previously set up and run a donkey sanctuary. The hospice now cares for more than 1,000 people each year, providing services in people's homes, in its inpatient unit, and through its Living Well Centre.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.